This morning, America's First News starts right after this.
Wix.com lets you easily create a beautiful professional website for free. With hundreds of stunning templates and an intuitive drag-and-drop website builder, you can get your business online today. No coding needed. Start now at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News, This Morning, with your host, Gordon Deal.
The Pope wows them in NYC and D.C. Good morning, I am Bruce Johns and in for Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koschinka. It's Friday, September 25th, and here's what we have for you this hour.
Pope Francis held an emotional prayer service in New York City's St. Patrick's Cathedral. Before that, thousands lined the streets of Manhattan to cheer him on his first U.S. tour.
Earlier in the day, Francis became the first pontiff to speak before the U.S. Congress, and he asked for a greater awareness about the environment.
The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating a multi-vehicle accident on a Seattle bridge that killed four college students.
And is it time to buy a new VW in light of the company's massive problems?
The reputational problems Volkswagen is having right now are going to produce some rather enviable and unusual discounts, almost certainly on the diesel models, but also possibly on some of the gas models, which aren't even affected by the whole controversy.
That's Rick Newman of Yahoo Finance, who will have more in about a half an hour. Pope Francis continues his first visit to the U.S. He arrived at his second stop last night, New York City, with an evening prayer at St. Patrick's Cathedral. Thousands of people lined up along Fifth Avenue in Manhattan to greet him with cheers as he made his way to his Popemobile. Cardinal Timothy Dolan, the Archbishop of New York, welcomed the Pope to St. Patrick's.
Once you entered those famous doors on Fifth Avenue, you became an official New Yorker.
Now, during the evening prayer and through an interpreter, the Pope made a point to commend dedicated priests across America who he says have been doomed by association with the Catholic Church's sex abuse cases.
You recently have suffered greatly in the not-distant past by having to bear the shame of some of your brothers who have harmed and scandalized the Church.
Later on today, Francis will address world leaders at the UN, participate in an interfaith service at the 9/11 Memorial, celebrate Mass at Madison Square Garden, then visit a school in Harlem. Earlier yesterday, Pope Francis wrapped up the first leg of his U.S. tour in Washington, D.C. He became the first pontiff to address a joint meeting of Congress. The Pope urged a divided legislature and the nation to protect the environment.
The environmental challenge we are undergoing and its human roots concern and affect us all.
Now, among those covering the Pope's speech to Congress was Mike Emanuel, the chief congressional correspondent and senior political correspondent for Fox News Channel, and he joins us now on the T-Mobile hotline. Mike, good morning.
Bruce, it's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
Good to have you here. Mike, what were some of the other highlights of Francis's address besides the environment?
It was fascinating because he really hit on a laundry list of critical issues facing this country and facing the world, talking about the immigrants fleeing Syria, and it's something that he's been on European governments to do more to treat those immigrants in a very humane way. He touched on the life issue as Congress is debating Planned Parenthood and funding, and he reminded people that, you know, to protect life at all phases in development and including the very old and also those who are on death row. And so talked about the death penalty. And so I think some Republican lawmakers felt like he hit on more Democrat points, but House Speaker John Boehner says it's really a lot bigger than that, that, you know, lawmakers should have just listen to what he was saying, open their hearts, and then reflect on his example, and then go from there, Bruce.
Mike, overall, what was the reaction in Congress to the Pope's comments?
I think people were really, first and foremost, really touched. I saw a lot of tears in the House chamber. Vice President Joe Biden and House Speaker John Boehner, both Catholics, were wiping tears from their faces. They sat behind the Pope during his address, historic moment on Capitol Hill. And so, you know, at a time when things are really tense on a variety of issues, it was a welcome time out in my, you know, analysis for Congress and for our government, basically, to listen to this man who challenged all of us to basically be at our best, to think of those less fortunate, and to try and do better for the big problems facing our country and the entire globe.
We're chatting right now with Mike Emanuel, the chief congressional correspondent and senior political correspondent for Fox News Channel. Mike, of course, we have seen the cheering throngs on the White House lawn in Washington, D.C., and now in Manhattan. What kind of interaction did the Pope have with the members of Congress?
It's interesting because he presented them with a historic Bible, and so that was a big moment. He had a private one-on-one session with Speaker Boehner. Boehner had been trying to get a pope to come to Congress for the past 20 years or so. He said this was the third pope he had invited and was thrilled that this moment was actually happening. And, you know, he talked with some members here and there, but it's interesting because he had an opportunity to have a VIP luncheon, as they do sometimes when there are dignitaries in town on Capitol Hill, and he turned it down and ended up going to have lunch with the homeless in Washington, D.C., which, you know, really showed an example. It wasn't just listen to my speech, but actually look at my actions.
Mike, if we could veer off course a bit now and talk about the rest of the day on Capitol Hill. Republican leaders in the U.S. Congress began advancing bills urgently needed to avoid federal agency shutdowns on October 1st. If you would talk about what happened yesterday on Capitol Hill.
Well, sure. Speaker Boehner, after the Pope's speech, you know, basically held an open session in his office for about 3 hours yesterday, inviting groups of House lawmakers in to discuss, you know, how best to defund Planned Parenthood without shutting down the government. So what the House leadership is selling to its members is we can go after Planned Parenthood funding a variety of other ways next week. You know, we can say that states have an option to defund Planned Parenthood in terms of Medicaid funding and that sort of thing. But the question is what the reaction will be when he meets with his members, you know, entirely this morning, and to see whether he has the votes. There are about 40 to 50 conservatives who tend to not believe whatever John Boehner is doing, and so that's making it difficult for him to continue in his job. And there's all kinds of rumors about whether they're going to try to, you know, remove him from office. And so he's going to sell basically, let's keep the government open. That's not a good play for us. There's no way to win on that. But there is a way to be more aggressive about investigating and oversight of money that goes to Planned Parenthood next week.
And the U.S. Senate was also active on that issue.
Absolutely correct. They had a vote, a procedural vote, trying to see if they could advance a government funding bill to fund the government through December 11th while stripping Planned Parenthood funding. That was unsuccessful, and so what they're looking at is basically that same government funding bill, a continuing resolution to keep the government at the levels it's funded right now through December 11th, early next week, and to see if the House and the Senate can get this done by the end of the month, which is next Wednesday.
Mike, thanks a lot for your time. Have a great day.
Bruce, a pleasure. Thank you.
Mike Emanuel, chief congressional correspondent and senior political correspondent for Fox News Channel.
You always want to look great, but don't have the time or the patience to go shopping. With Trunk Club, you never have to set foot in the mall again. Trunk Club takes the hassle out of shopping by shipping you a trunk of clothes that fit perfectly and make you look like $1 million with all the new fall styles. At trunkclub.com/morning, all you have to do is answer simple questions about your style, preferences, and size, and then you are assigned an expert stylist. They curate clothes from the best premium brands, and you approve what you like. Just like that, a trunk arrives on your doorstep filled with hand-picked clothes that are perfect for you. Try them on, keep what you like, and easily return what you don't in their prepaid trunk. This is not a subscription service. You only pay for the clothes you keep. No hidden charges, just great clothes. And right now, their entire styling service is free. Even the shipping. You only pay for the clothes you keep. To take advantage, go to trunkclub.com/morning. One more time, that's trunkclub.com/morning for a trunk filled with clothes
you'll love wearing.
Gordon is off today. Bruce Johnson here filling in for him, and we have tragedy in Seattle to report on. Four students were killed yesterday when an amphibious tour bus and a charter bus carrying foreign college students collided on a well-traveled bridge. 51 people also were treated at Seattle area hospitals, with 15 of those in critical condition. Here's Mayor Ed Murray.
We in Seattle this week were celebrating ourselves as an international city. And tonight we find ourselves in a tragedy with an international perspective.
The accident took place on the Aurora Bridge. Investigators are reviewing witness reports of a possible mechanical issue on the duck vehicle. One witness says he saw the duck boat with its turn signal on, trying to get in the left lane, and then made a sharp move to the left, hitting a car, then went head-on into the oncoming tour bus. Traffic safety on the bridge, which has no median barrier, has been a concern of state and local officials. North Seattle College says about 45 students and employees from its international program were on the bus. College officials did not say what countries the four students who were killed were from. The National Transportation Safety Board says it will investigate. It is now 20 minutes after the hour. Now here's Jennifer Kashenka with more of America's First News.
First, from the world stage of the UN to an inner city school, Pope Francis is emphasizing themes that have shaped his popular papacy as he packs in encounters with the powerful and the poor in New York City. Last night, the Pope held evening prayers at St. Patrick's Cathedral, where he paid tribute to nuns.
I would especially like to thank and express my esteem and gratitude to the religious women of the United States.
The Pope's agenda today includes events as large as a processional drive through Central Park, as personal as meeting school children and immigrants, and as inspiring for the faithful as mass for thousands in Madison Square Garden. Saudi Arabia's King Salman has ordered a safety review for the Hajj pilgrimage after at least 717 people died in a stampede near the holy city of Mecca. Another 863 people were injured in the incident, which occurred as 2 million pilgrims are taking part in the Hajj's last major rite. It's the deadliest incident to occur during the pilgrimage in 25 years. President Obama and Russian President Vladimir Putin will meet in New York on Monday at a time of high tension in Europe and the Middle East. The White House says the meeting will focus on eastern Ukraine, where Russian-backed forces are fighting the Kiev government. But Moscow says the main focus will be on Syria, where Russia has built up its military forces in recent weeks with combat aircraft, tanks, and other equipment in support of President Bashar al-Assad. The EPA may announce today sweeping changes to the way it tests for diesel emissions following Volkswagen's admission that it used clandestine software in millions of its diesel engines to cheat vehicle emissions tests. Meanwhile, Volkswagen's supervisory board is meeting today to discuss who to name as CEO after Martin Winterkorn quit this week. When the Obamas host China's president and his wife tonight at the White House, there will be exquisite food and top-notch R&B entertainment. The menu will include wild mushroom soup with black truffle, grilled Colorado lamb, Maine lobster, poppy seed bread, and butter pudding. Afterwards, guests will be entertained by Grammy Award winner Ne-Yo.
Not to be confused with Yo-Yo Ma. Interesting
good
selection
point.
There, Ne-Yo,
yeah,
for the Chinese president.
I wonder if the Chinese president likes Ne-Yo.
You only can hope.
We will find out.
Exactly. Should be a great evening. Great food. Jennifer, thank you. 23 minutes after the hour on this morning, America's First News. Do you like your job? Do you feel it's underrated? Well, Gordon Deal has a story just for you.
We're speaking with Kyle Kensing. He's the online content editor at CareerCast, and we're looking at the most underrated jobs in the U.S. It's a new list they've put out. What went into putting this list together?
Now, these are jobs that might not seem that exciting or glamorous on the outside, but they have a lot of great benefits to offer, either job stability, decent pay, or really strong outlook for the future. In terms of the outlook for the future, that's why you see something like geologist or environmental engineer, two careers that are directly tied to the energy industry in many ways. And obviously, that's something that's always going to be necessary, not just to our economy, but to our day-to-day life.
Okay. Explain why veterinarian is one of the most underrated jobs.
Yeah, veterinarian, within the healthcare field, with the healthcare jobs that we track, always score very well because it pays well, has a decent growth outlook. But then within health, compared to other healthcare jobs, it has a relatively lower stress score. And of course, for people who want to work with animals, this is obviously the top career to be in, which is a huge portion of the population. And you still get a lot of the benefits of working in healthcare, where you have stability, great pay, and strong outlook, but without some of the other stresses and challenges that maybe come with other sectors in healthcare.
We're speaking with Kyle Kensing. He's the online content editor at CareerCast, and we're looking at the most underrated jobs in the U.S. It's a new list they've put out. What about multimedia artist?
Now, multimedia artist, that's an interesting one, because there's so much you can do if you have the skill set that goes into being a multimedia artist. You can work in television. Online, obviously, is going to be a real huge marketplace for multimedia artists. So there's a lot of different things you can do with that set of skills that are necessary to get into that field.
Mm. It is impressive, though, how we consistently see some of these STEM field jobs and their growth outlook jump out at you, right? You mentioned before civil engineer, environmental engineer, with growth outlooks of between 15 and 20%.
Exactly. It's a point that we hammer pretty regularly, is that STEM is really sort of the backbone of our entire job landscape and our economy. It's really important, I think, for students to start getting interested in STEM, because that's where the future is going and is going to continue to go.
All right. What else is worth a mention here on the underrated jobs list?
I would say accountant is one that's really worth mentioning, because it's one that, when I mentioned jobs not seeming glamorous, accountant is probably the A1 example that pops to mind of not being the most glamorous job. But you're talking about pretty strong job stability from the standpoint of, if you're an accountant, you can either work for a single organization full-time, you can be an independent contractor and contract out to businesses or individuals, and it's something that everybody needs.
That is CareerCast online content editor Kyle Kensing, along with our own Gordon Deal. It is now 30 minutes after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Straight ahead, Volkswagen is set to name a new CEO.
You're results-driven and you're ambitious. You've established yourself professionally, and now you're looking for more. Take the next step in your entrepreneurial journey with Edible Arrangements, the brand that revolutionized gifting with handcrafted fruit arrangements and gourmet chocolate-covered fruit, now also offers delicious everyday treats like smoothies, fruit salads, and parfaits. As an Edible Arrangements franchisee, you get access to an established brand with 16 years of growth, over 80% brand recognition, and 1,200 locations worldwide. You'll benefit from know-how, support, and millions of visitors to the Edible Arrangements e-commerce platform. Discover why Entrepreneur Magazine named Edible Arrangements a top franchise and among their best of the best for 2015. Start your journey to sweet success as an Edible Arrangements franchise owner. Call 1-888-727-4258 or go to edible.com. That's 1-888-727-4258 or edible.com.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.
It is 34 minutes after the hour. I'm Bruce Johnson in for Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Kashenka, on Friday, September 25th. Some of our top stories: Pope Francis now on the second leg of his first U.S. tour. He is in New York City. Last night, Francis led a prayer service at St. Patrick's Cathedral. Earlier in the day, Francis became the first pontiff to address the U.S. Congress. He talked about the U.S. needing a renewed commitment to the environment. And in baseball, the Kansas City Royals win their first division title in 30 years, beating Seattle 10-4 in KC last night. Time now for our auto report, brought to you by Auto Trader. With Auto Trader alerts, they'll let you know when the price drops on a car you've been looking for. They'll even send you cars that match what you're looking for. Sign up for text alerts at autotrader.com. The boss of Volkswagen's ultra-luxury Porsche brand is expected to be named CEO of the German automaker when the company's board meets today. Matthias Müller would take on the immense challenge of addressing the fallout of Volkswagen's emission scandal, which has severely damaged the automaker's finances and reputation. He would replace Martin Winterkorn, who resigned on Wednesday. So is it a good time now to buy a VW? Yahoo financial columnist Rick Newman can answer that question. Rick, how bad is it right now at Volkswagen?
Well, obviously, this company's under a lot of stress, and they're not even allowed to sell these turbo diesels that are at the center of this controversy involving emissions and the software that apparently disabled the emission controls during real-world driving in these cars. But Volkswagen has a lot of cars that auto buffs really like, and you know, they're pretty popular with consumers too, and it's quite possible that the reputational problems Volkswagen is having right now are going to produce some rather enviable and unusual discounts, almost certainly on the diesel models, but also possibly on some of the gas models, which aren't even affected by the whole controversy.
And this will be geared toward convincing people the brand is still reliable?
Well, it would probably be in response to the fact that dealers may simply have to cut prices for a while to get people in the door, and also to clear out inventory. Now, I need to point out that this has only been about 3 days or 4 days since we figured out what was going on here, and there's not much pricing data that shows us have actual transaction prices changed for these cars. But logic tells us it probably will, and it probably won't last that long. There have been a bunch of different types of big scandals with automakers over recent years, and what usually happens is there's short-term damage to the reputation. Dealers have to do something to draw consumers back, but then consumers kind of forget about it. Assuming that the automaker fixes the problem and takes steps to make sure it doesn't happen anymore. They've all managed to do that. This happened with Toyota. It happened with General Motors. It happened more recently with Honda and these Takata airbags that are defective. It's almost happened to every automaker at this point. So in one regard, I guess you could say it seemed like it was Volkswagen's turn to have this kind of problem.
We're chatting with Yahoo Finance columnist Rick Newman. Rick, what kind of discounts can be reasonably had?
Let's break it down in three different categories. First, you've got the diesels that are already on the road in the used car market. If you found somebody who had to sell one of these today just because they didn't have any choice, I think you'd be in a good position. I'm just going to make a guess here, but to basically expect to pay 10 to 20% less than what you might call the book value, because you're buying some risk there. You're taking the risk of this car, whatever has to change with this car in the future. Volkswagen is currently not allowed to sell turbo diesels at its dealership, so they have put in place what's called a stop sale order, and they have to wait until the government says, okay, we're satisfied with how you're addressing this problem, you can sell these again. But in the meanwhile, those cars are still being, the cars are still being shipped from the factories to the dealerships, and there could definitely, once they are allowed to sell those again, they may definitely have an oversupply and too few buyers, which means they just are going to have to cut the prices. I have no idea what they might cut the prices to, but you could find some good deals there as well. And then the third category are the gasoline-powered cars not affected by the controversy. But I think, the way this tends to work in the public consciousness is you just associate a problem with the brand sometimes without knowing the details. So probably people will be, I think foot traffic at VW dealerships is already down. And they're going to have to do something to get people coming back in. I think the first thing we'll see are maybe some better than usual discounts or sales on models that are older models that will be replaced soon anyway, and that would be three models: the Tiguan, which is their small SUV, the Touareg, which is their larger SUV, and then the CC sedan. Those are all fairly far along in their shelf life, and Volkswagen is trying to clear some of those out anyway. So you might get a better deal than you otherwise might, given this problem.
Thanks, Rick. Yahoo Finance columnist Rick Newman. It is now 20 minutes in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. And if you're a podcast fan, you can hear ours on the website This Morning with GordonDeal.com or on places like SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Just search for This Morning. It is Friday, which means it's time now to find out what the top Google searches were in the week gone by. And joining us live is Google Trends expert Nina Tyler. Nina, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Bruce. How are you?
I'm well, and not surprisingly, at the top of your list of Google searches, the U.S. visit of Pope Francis.
That's right. This week, Pope Francis, as you know, visited the U.S. for the very first time. So this is a historic visit. And during his visit, he's already talked about a wide range of issues, everything from the church's sex abuse scandal to climate change to the importance of Congress coming together for global common good. So it's been an amazing trip so far. He leaves on Sunday, and we saw people really taking to Google to find out more biographical information about the Pope, as well as his plans for this trip.
You know, believe it or not, here in the New York metropolitan area, there was one story which knocked the Pope's visit out of the headlines, and that was the death of former Yankee great Yogi Berra.
That's right. Really sad for baseball fans everywhere. One of baseball's greatest players, Yogi Berra, he passed away at the age of 90. And Yogi really has fans of all ages, and he's become a beloved figure for many, many generations. So it's really sad to see him go. We saw pregame moments of silence that were observed at major national baseball parks, starting with Houston and Detroit. And we also saw flags across New York City, as you mentioned, that were flying at half staff in his honor. So some of the top searches around Yogi Berra, we saw people searching for, you know, how did Yogi Berra get the name Yogi? How many rings does he have? How tall was Yogi Berra? So people really wanting to find out more about the man, the legend, his life and legacy.
Here's an unusual one on your list of top Google searches, and that would be the autumnal equinox. What's that all about?
That's right. The fall equinox, it took place on Wednesday, and basically it's the day when the sun passes directly over the Earth's equator. And what you need to know is this marks an end to those long summer days that we love, and this is the beginning of winter's dark nights. So summer is officially over. It's officially come to an end. And in case you're wondering, Bruce, for everyone in the southern hemisphere, Wednesday was actually their vernal equinox, which was the beginning of spring.
As Johnny Carson would say, I didn't know that. All right. one more thing to hit upon on a much lighter note, but a big time of the year for a lot of people out there who are binge TV watchers, and that would be fall TV premieres is on your list of big time Google searches in the week gone by.
Yes, a new season also means new shows, and I know that everyone is happy that the return of their favorites. You know, last night we saw Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, How to Get Away with Murder. So people really took to Google to find out when their favorite shows were coming back. Those were some of our top searches. You know, when is this show premiering? Fox's hit show Empire, we saw that, you know, right at the top. And they had a whopping 16 million people tune in to their second season premiere. So a lot of people searching on Google for it, and a lot of people found out when it was.
All right, Nina, very good. Thanks a lot, and have a great weekend.
Thank you, Bruce. I appreciate it.
All right, Google Trends expert Nina Tyler. It is now 13 minutes in front of the hour.
Do you want to learn how to mask your identity to browse inappropriate websites and stream media while at the office?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's web security solutions keep online activity clean and ensure internet bandwidth performance. Reclaim your network, like 150,000 other businesses already have. To learn more about preventing web-based threats, visit barracuda.com/web.
And Bruce Johnson filling in today for Gordon. It is now 9 minutes in front of the hour. Now here's Jennifer Kashenka with more of America's First News.
Bruce, House GOP leaders have summoned their divided conference for a make-or-break discussion on how to fight taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood without having the battle lead to a government shutdown next week. In the wake of moves by the Senate's top Republican to advance a stopgap spending bill free of the dispute over Planned Parenthood, House GOP leaders may be ready to plot the same course. Pope Francis's first stop in New York was at St. Patrick's Cathedral, where at an evening prayer he touched on the spirit of gratitude and the hard work of nuns.
What would the church be without you? Women of strength, fighters, with that spirit of courage, which puts you on the front lines in the proclamation of the gospel.
Today, the Pope's journeys will take him from the UN to a school in Harlem. A school bus carrying international students collided with a tour vehicle in Seattle yesterday, killing at least 4 people and injuring 51 others, including 15 critically. Seattle Mayor Ed Murray says the 4 killed were all students.
This is a very, very, very difficult moment for so many families in this city.
And the result of this tragedy is some significant strains on our transportation system.
Images of the accident on a busy bridge showed extensive damage to the left side of the bus, part of which was completely sheared off by the force of the crash. China is preparing to announce plans to launch a national system to limit greenhouse gases and force industries to purchase pollution credits. Beijing plans to put the system known as cap and trade into place in 2017 as part of measures aimed to address climate change. Yep, it's here. And yep, people are lining up. The new iPhone 6S and 6S Plus hit stores today. Analysts expect 12 to 13 million phones to fly off the shelves this weekend, up from more than 10 million last year when the hugely successful phone's launch was delayed in China. Fans from San Francisco to London to Sydney camped out for days prior to the release.
You think Pope Francis will get a new one?
Not if he has to stand in line with everybody else. He doesn't have time.
I doubt that. But he's a big social media guy.
Yes,
so.
He is. He's a tweeter.
Yeah. He probably has a proxy waiting online. Jennifer, thank you. 6 minutes in front of the hour. A couple of minutes in front of the hour on this morning, America's First News. Pope Francis moves on to Philadelphia tomorrow for the final leg of his first U.S. tour. And in his honor, the City of Brotherly Love has come up with a limited-run beer for the local bars with a playful name and a label showing the pontiff raising a gold-hued goblet of the stuff. It's called Holy Water, a powerful Belgian brand. Water is a play on how Philadelphians say the word water. Holy Water has been such a hit that the seminary hosting Pope Francis this weekend called to say it wanted some. The Philadelphia Brewing Company gladly obliged, delivering a half keg. Archdiocese spokesman Ken Gavin says that having the beer on tap at St. Charles Seminary is a fun way for seminarians to celebrate the Pope's visit. Now, it's unclear if Pope Francis will sample the suds he inspired, or if the former nightclub bouncer, yes, Pope Francis was a former nightclub bouncer, even enjoys beer like his predecessor, Pope Emeritus Benedict. The 88-year-old Benedict lifted a hearty stein to celebrate his birthday back in April. Well, that'll do it for this hour. For Jennifer Koshenka, I'm Bruce Johns, and in for Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News.
You always want to look great, but don't have the time or the patience to go shopping. With Trunk Club, you never have to set foot in the mall again. Trunk Club takes the hassle out of shopping by shipping you a trunk of clothes that fit perfectly and make you look like $1 million with all the new fall styles. At trunkclub.com/morning, all you have to do is answer simple questions about your style, preferences, and size, and then you are assigned an expert stylist. They curate clothes from the best premium brands, and you approve what you like. Just like that, a trunk arrives on your doorstep filled with hand-picked clothes that are perfect for you. Try them on, keep what you like, and easily return what you don't in their prepaid trunk. This is not a subscription service. You only pay for the clothes you keep. No hidden charges, just great clothes. And right now, their entire styling service is free. Even the shipping. You only pay for the clothes you keep. To take advantage, go to trunkclub.com/morning. One more time, that's trunkclub.com/morning for a trunk filled with clothes you'll love wearing.